In our office here at the Benefit Companies, we have all the generations represented. Well, not Gen Alpha, because they're not old enough to have office jobs yet. But we have the rest. And almost every client or prospect we talk to has something like this going on. So, company owner, vendor, customer, how do you navigate generations in the workplace? From the home base in Brookfield, Wisconsin, welcome to the latest episode of Inside Connect and Simplify, sponsored by the Benefit Companies. Roger here, human capital management consultant, marketing guy, and a member of Generation Boomer. Now, many of us can list off the generations. Some of us can list the age range for each, but not very many can list what characteristics are associated with each generation. As an employer trying to create a great work environment for multiple generations, or as an HCM consultant meeting with a company's top people who are a variety of each generation, it makes sense to understand what each generation gravitates to and how to talk to each. No, I'm not an expert, but as I'm apt to do with these podcasts, I will do homework and learn what is relevant and topical to the conversation. And I see how I can apply characteristics of each of these generations to my teammates, my friends, my family, etc. So let's go through it. Here's some things to recognize for boomers who were born between 1946 and 1964. Their characteristics are: they're team-oriented, competitive, workaholics, loyal, they don't really like change, they are enthusiastic in communications, they prefer paper over technology. Then there's Gen X folks. They were born between 1965 and 1979, and they have these characteristics. They're independent, self-confident, informal, flexible. They like a work-life balance. They prefer to do business on the phone. Next is Gen Y. Those are considered millennials, born anywhere between 1980 and 1994. And they lean toward being competitive, open-minded. They have a balanced work-life scenario. They are results-oriented. They're more digital than paper. They are responsible, some of the characteristics. And then there's the Gen Zs, the centennials. And they are characterized as being multitaskers. Creative, flexible. They prefer remote work. They're tech-oriented. They do have a work-life balance, and they are independent. And to be complete in our train of thought, there are the Gen Alpha characteristics. So Alpha, again, keeping in mind those folks are still teenagers. Hyper-connected, independent, diverse, tech-savvy. Let's face it, they don't know what it sounds like when a dial-up modem is trying to connect. Now, if this is your workforce, you can't communicate to all of these folks the same way. It won't work. Or if I were presenting to four generations of a company leadership team, and I just send them an endless slide deck or a stack of paper or diagrams, charts, it'd be a huge mistake because they don't take information in the same way. So how in the world do we get this right? Well, you can start by trying to read the room, the conference room, break room, or chat room. And how do you do that? Well, I have a couple of thoughts. If you are a company with a diverse workforce, and you want to know what is driving them at work, you start by asking. A survey might be a place to start. Have your HR team give the teammates a survey asking them about what would be on their wish list for benefits, technology, modifications to facilities, self-service, how they like to receive information, work schedules. You can keep it anonymous. And only do this type of survey if you're actually willing to act on the information you receive. Because if you get information and then just disregard it, that's doing more harm than good. So be prepared to make some changes and revisit the team after to make sure they give you some feedback. Not sure about the makeup of what your workforce really is? Start with your HR team and get the details about the generational breakdown, industry experience, and tenure at your company. all valuable info and meeting the team where they live regarding culture and what they need to excel at their jobs. Now, speaking from my experience of learning about prospective clients, here are a couple tips for being prepared to present. By the way, in the last year, we've had a couple of presentations here where we were receiving information from an outside source. The source did not do enough prep work to know the audience and what they wanted from the presentation, and it didn't go well. So what have I learned? Ask enough questions before you get to that discussion or presentation so you have ID'd who the audience is, how they might want to receive information, and be prepared to adjust. Don't use your thought process. Make sure you meet them where they are. For instance, when I have preliminary chats with interested prospects, I ask questions and I take a ton of notes. If the goal is to get the next call or a meeting, it's vital for me to ID who is part of the process, the parties in play, their roles, and if I can dig further, their tenure and what they will want from that next interaction. What's a win for them? After locking down that next call or meeting, I ask what would be considered success for that next interaction, meaning what would they want to come away with regarding information. I will also offer several ways to deliver the information so I get the feel for their preferences. If I've done my part right, I will have learned about the principles in play, their roles, the timeline they're on, and with some additional research, more details about each of those principles. And if I've really done my homework correctly and thoroughly, then the meeting will be a success regardless if a sale is made or not. The prospect will have received the information they're seeking and will be a step closer to deciding what to do. Now, stepping outside of work for a minute, here's what I notice when I'm dealing with the world at large. I may have mentioned this before, but I'm a vocalist and I do perform live on a regular basis. When I'm performing, the generations do stick to tendencies. The boomers and Gen Xers love to look at a list of artists to make a request or prefer a face-to-face chat to make a request. Gen Y and Gen Z will look up the artists on their phones or just walk up and ask or just yell it out. It would be great, though, if they realized I can't really listen to the requests when I'm actually singing, so maybe do it between songs. Typically, when they do that, that gets them a ban from requesting at all. Always wait until you have my undivided attention. On the plus side, they love to post live clips, which means I don't have to, so that's a win. So what am I trying to get at here? Undivided attention, I think, is the best way I could phrase that. Whether you are on a call or face-to-face, do not allow anything to distract you, and you should expect that from your prospect as well. It shows you value and respect their time, and that if they trust you with doing business, they can expect that same standard of attention and service throughout the process. Generations have differences. Learn them. Embrace them for what they bring to your company. We can all learn from each other. Thanks for listening. Be well.
I'm Kurt Otto for the Benefit Companies. Many business owners and administrators would rather walk with thumbtacks in their shoes than make sure their business has the best health insurance plan for the dollars invested ongoing. Just run business. The Benefit Companies continually monitors market pressures and trends. Understanding your business and health insurance, the Benefit Companies will proactively advise when benefits can be enhanced or money can be saved. Connect and Simplify. Insource. The Benefit Companies. ConnectandSimplify.com. That's ConnectandSimplify.com. We'll be right back.